We are in radio.
Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Student Radio Association. We do this every single Friday, highlighting the best bits of student radio from the past week or from the past few months as well. My name is Dom. I'm the content officer with the SRI, so it's my job to go out there, search and see what is happening in the student radio world. And this week, it's quite a jam-packed show. We're going to go to Fuse FM very shortly and to Jodie Bryant, who did a session with AD Sullivan. I listened in some of it, really liked it, so I thought, oh, why don't I showcase it on this podcast? Because that's coming up very, very shortly. In part two of the podcast, we will look back at this week's BBC Radio 1 playlist, which came from City Radio in Glasgow. It was their playlist. It was called Straight Out of Scotland. So as you can imagine, they played some of the best artists to ever come out of Scotland. And I'm going to tell you now, just before you get excited, that unfortunately, and I don't know why this happened because I'm not happy with it, there is no Proclaimers anywhere to be seen. I was expecting a little bit of 500 Miles in there, but there isn't. Instead, you've got the likes of Calvin Harris, Biffy Clyro, Travis, Loathe Atlantis, and many more as well. So stay tuned for that. And we'll also go over to Spark FM, who covered Magic Weekend, which takes place in Newcastle every year, which basically is one weekend just full of rugby matches. So they went over there, they covered that, and we've got the highlights from that in part two of the podcast today. But we're going to kick things off with politics. Now, before you sit there and go, oh, no, no, time to turn off. Nah, it's fine, because the EU referendum is everywhere at the moment. All you see on the front of things is Brexit and stay in and things like that. I haven't got a clue what most of it means, to be honest. But it's fine, because William Shears from Livewire 1350 has put together a nice package for us. He's put together a podcast online that outlines the EU referendum in true student radio fashion. So, without further ado, William Shears, take it away.
In radio.
I'm Tom.
I'm Tally.
I'm Toomey.
And I listen to Livewire.
Livewire.
Livewire 1350.
This is Livewire.
Would you be out for helping me with a quick project I'm making for Livewire?
Okay.
It's all about the EU.
Okay.
And I want to...
No, it's just because we're economics students, so I feel like we should know, but we don't know.
It's now less than a month until we are meant to go out and vote on the EU referendum, and I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to do. We as students are told the majority of us support the argument for staying in Europe, but why? We are meant to be the ones who want change, surely, so the idea of saying goodbye to this system that prevents change due to high levels of red tape, costs Britain billions in membership fees, and is giving us, the people, less power over decisions being made, sounds excellent, right? I want to know what the impacts of leaving Europe would be for us as students at UEA. Would it be positive? Would our university life be better leaving? Or is it all doomed? Would we stop receiving grants? Would UK universities fall down in the league tables? And fundamentally, would life as a student be more expensive outside Europe?
Congratulations to the Labour Party, who had a big victory last night, because for us...
It's a Thursday night, and I decided I would go to one of the debates being put on by the Students' Union. In front of me on the Remain bench is Clive Lewis, the local MP, a lecturer from UEA and a Green councillor. And on the other side is a Conservative parliamentary candidate, a UKIP MEP, and finally somebody who I did not expect to see on the out bench.
By saying that I have massive, massive sympathy with the left-wing inside. I really do. I think we'll broadly find the same goals, but ultimately we'll see a different path of achieving them.
This is Finn, a student at UEA, and is campaigning to leave Europe. Unlike the other two on the out bench, Finn is certainly not grey-haired, over 50, and definitely not on the far right. I met up with Finn to gain an understanding into why he swayed differently to the majority of students.
Okay, I'm Finn Northup, and I am in favour of leaving the EU. The reason I want to leave the EU is because of the fundamentally anti-democratic nature of the organisation. If you look at what the EU has done recently, for example, what it did in Greece, whereby it forced austerity onto countries that needed aid, whereby it overruled the democratic will of the Greek people. Overtly, they had a referendum saying they didn't want austerity. The EU forced it upon them. I think that's a horrendous model to follow. And I believe that there is no way we can change the EU from inside. The way that the EU needs to be reformed is via treaty change, which requires you to get all 28 nations to sign up to treaty change. That's not going to happen. There's too many far-right governments in power across Europe. We'll never get changed through that method, and I don't think it's worth staying in an organisation that is fundamentally anti-democratic.
So why are there not more students like Finn?
I think we should stay.
What? Why do you think we should
stay? Good question.
I don't think we should leave the EU. That's the only opinion I have.
How informed are you about it?
I'm not that informed, really.
It seems like many of us like the idea of Europe, but don't know the full ins and outs of it. What are the real negatives and positives of being part of the EU? I wanted to know the impact it would have on us as students, so I went to speak to the Vice Chancellor, David Richardson.
If the country decided to leave the EU, yeah, do you think there could be any potential benefits for the university?
I can't see them. The EU offers a number of very positive things for this university, for both our students, for our research, and actually I think also it's very positive for the region in terms of its economy.
So what do Eurosceptics have to say on the impacts of leaving the EU for the university? If academics such as the Vice-Chancellor believe that it will only have negatives. I spoke to David Bannerman, a UKIP member of the European Parliament.
So what would be the direct implications of leaving the EU for the university?
For this university?
Yeah.
I think a lot will carry on. As I say, we will carry on paying grants, regional grants, because we have the money. It's British money anyway, a lot of it. We'll carry on in Horizon 2020, the research programme, as Canada does, Israel, Switzerland, Norway. A lot will stay the same, but we'll be better off, freer, and more able to control our own destinies.
Let's just rewind 20 seconds.
For this university?
Yeah.
I think a lot will carry on.
David Bannerman said, I think, and could not secure the argument that universities would continue to have the funding that they currently have. I wanted to know what the Vice-Chancellor had to say on the continuation of funding.
Now, people say we can renegotiate our participation in the higher education landscape of the EU and the research landscape of the EU, but I combat the fact that that could take many, many years.
I guess this kind of answers why so many of us as students are in favour of staying in Europe. The idea that funding at UEA could be compromised if we were to leave. However, this is not enough to sway me. I want to know more. While I was at the EU debates, there was one acronym that kept on popping up.
TTIP is being negotiated in secret.
Many people will know that the Green Party across Europe has led the fight against TTIP.
The same with TTIP.
So what is this thing called TTIP? I asked Natalie Bennett, the leader of the Green Party, to give me an explanation.
TTIP is the proposed EU-US free trade deal. The Green Party has been solidly opposed to this right across Europe. We regard it as a threat to our democracy. It allows multinational companies to sue governments if they make decisions in the interest of their voters, their citizens. In terms of privatisation, TTIP risks locking in privatisation. It would be impossible to reverse privatisation. And finally, the third part of TTIP is what's known as harmonisation, which sounds like such a nice word, doesn't it? But it actually means, you know, bringing standards to being equal. Now, if you look at things like food standards, for example, in the US, it's standard to wash chicken carcasses in bleach because their factory farming is so terrible. That's illegal in the EU. I want to keep it that way. I want to keep out hormone-laced beef. I want to keep out, you know, certain chemicals that are used in US agriculture that are banned here.
So the confusing thing for me about TTIP is that both the in and out camp are using it in their arguments, and many on both sides seem to think it's bad.
Come Brexit, that threat will not exist. I don't want to overplay the next point, but we will be able to reduce health benefit tourism with Brexit.
There seems to be no clear answer. Both the in and out camp arguments have their positives and negatives on issues such as TTIP. I thought making this podcast would clarify my own opinions on the European referendum. But in all honesty, the more information I've gained, the more confused I have got. And I was not expecting that. The main argument seemed to be around the red tape of Europe, the threat of global warming, and the question around economic prosperity. Remaining in Europe has lots of benefits for us as students, and also for the country as a whole. But then leaving Europe could trigger a change which could also have lots of positives. I guess at the end of the day, it's a question of risk. Do you keep something that works and needs improving, or abolish it and hope the rebuild plan will work? And that's the question I'm going to have to ask myself on the 23rd of June.
In Radio.
William Shears there from Livewire 1350, giving us his take on the EU referendum. Now, what that sort of thing does is it outlines the fact that student radio doesn't just do the fun stuff. I'm not saying the EU referendum isn't fun. It is, kind of. But what it does do is it outlines the fact that student radio touches a wide variety of subjects, a broad scope of things, including politics. So if you are sat out there and you're thinking, oh, I want to do politics at student radio, but I can't because it's not interesting enough, it's fine. Stuff them. You do politics. You do what you have to do. But thanks to William there for the e-referendum stuff, because I think that makes a little bit more sense. Not too much more sense, but a little bit more sense. Right, before I pay you the next part of the Student Radio podcast, which will be from Fuse FM and their session with AD Sullivan that took place this last week, I want to talk to you about the fact there's some exciting stuff coming up on the podcast and as part of the SRA in the next few weeks and few months as well. Next week on the podcast, we're going to have a chat with the organiser of a festival called Field Day. Now, it takes place down south, and we have got ourselves two press tickets for two people to go to that festival and interview some really cool artists, the likes of Mystery Jets, Muramasa, James Blake, PJ Harvey's there, Avalanches will be there. Some really cool names, up-and-coming names as well in music, and you have got the chance to go to that festival and review it for us as well in a podcast coming up in the next few weeks. If you want to know how to get to that festival, head over to our Twitter at SRA, or you can send us an email, content@studentradio.org.uk. Also coming up in the next month or so, we're going to help you with the Student Radio Awards, because they, even though they don't take place till November, entries for the awards open very, very shortly. In fact, they close middle of July, so they open in the next few weeks. On the podcast coming up, we are going to have some feedback from judges telling you what to put in your entry, and also we'll play some of the best bits from the past few years, including winning award entries as well. So to keep an eye out for that, or keep an ear out, should I say. But in the meantime, let's talk about today. And as I said, let's go across to Fuse FM in Manchester. Jodie Bryan did a show that had AD Sullivan live in session. Let's check it out.
We are in radio.
Hi, you're listening to Jody from Manchester's Fuse FM. So the other day we had a really exciting session where Addie Sullivan, a really exciting future artist, came in and did a live lounge with us, as well as an interview, and we got him to play a little game, which was fun. So we've just put together a podcast for the SRA of the two songs he sang, as well as a few best bits from the show. So I hope you enjoy. The first song he sang was Ain't the Beep. I hope you enjoy it. So what's up first?
This is a song called Ain't the Beep that is on my second EP, What's the Score EP, that you can find on Spotify and stuff. And, yeah.
Awesome.
Hope you like
here
it.
Here we go.
As a slag or a slug, so she gets into something that would just so she can she almost had me there in the pocket, run around her pussy whipped, cause I felt something. Yeah, I felt something, but I did not feel. You'll get bit. Deep down, you know that she ain't on it. I think you're just passing through. Oh, 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 oh. I'm on the side. I know she is no love, but I'm gonna be with you. No, oh, no, oh, oh. And so it's like, but I kinda wanted it. Shake-ish, I just have to squeeze this. I nearly told her that I loved her, but they held back, cause when I was a young girl, I said the same thing, and that was it. the ending. No more pussy from that mixed race skin. I got on the phone, yeah, I was going in. If only she had known that I was coming on deep. Then maybe she wouldn't have taken it literally. But oh well, oh well, oh well. Just make sure you don't say the same to this girl. Oh no, oh, oh, oh. And when it's like, oh no, she is not that. I just have to squeeze this. Couple more, couple more. Oh no, oh no, she is not there. Oh, I am gonna be with. Oh, I'm not gonna be with this girl. I'm well aside, but I kind of want it. Shame, shame, shame. I just have to squeeze this.
So that was Ain't the Beep by Addy Solomon, live in the Fuse FM studios. You can listen to the whole podcast on our Facebook page or on Mixcloud, Fuse FM. I also asked him some questions about his upcoming gig at Parklife and Glastonbury he's playing this year. As well as this, we discussed his new video, the ideas behind it, and where it came from. Who are you most excited to see at Parklife or Glastonbury?
Oh no, it's just like, I don't know who's playing. I don't know who's playing, that's bad, isn't it?
See, I wasn't prepared for this, and I should have had a few to like reel off if you said that. We've got Parklife, we've got... Isn't Neo's playing? You're a big fan of Neo.
Oh, Neo. Is she playing? I didn't know. If she's playing, yeah, I'll definitely go check her out, for sure.
I think she is. That might just be wishful thinking of mine, because I really like her.
Yeah, no, she's dope, man. She did Jules Holland last night, innit?
Yeah, on BBC Two.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was so good.
I haven't seen it yet.
Do you like her new track, Girlfriend?
Yeah, Girlfriend, yeah, sick. Yeah,
really good.
Yeah, really good. Because I, like, done a bit of work with the guy that produces her stuff called Grades.
Yeah.
So I kind of heard, you know, played me little bits, yeah, little bits before it went out. So it's like, it's funny now that it's come out.
And it's like,
I feel like I had a little preview, yeah. But it's amazing. She's amazing, man.
She's really cool.
And she's a wicked singer and just doing good, like... Yeah, I mean, a funny story, actually, around the video is... I wasn't going to do a video for this Winter James mix. But I went over to Jamaica to shoot for the main single, the Runaway original. And basically, we just didn't get enough footage or, like, the right amount of footage. Because I had a narrative within it. And, we ran out of, we were only there shooting for one day, ran out of daylight and stuff, so couldn't get the stuff that we wanted. So then I had, like, all this amazing footage, but none of it really made sense for the narrative of the single, so... I basically, when I heard the Winter James mix, I thought, let's put, you know, around that. And that's why it's got a lot, like, behind the scenes and me in the van and
it's
stuff.
Really
so
nice.
It was very, like, spontaneous. It wasn't like, we never planned to do a video for that.
But
we just put it together and it's come out really good. Like, I actually love it. You know?
Yeah, it's really good. There's quite a big, obviously, reggae influence on the new track. Did you get that before or in Jamaica or...?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that is, because it's the Winter James mix, a lot of that is obviously responsible for him. Like, he's... a renowned reggae producer and did like the Protégé album and Chronic's album stuff, and like, there's a real like reggae revival at the moment out there in Jamaica, so but I'm a massive fan of reggae music and I don't like, I can never like pinpoint where it's come from, you know,
because in your other songs before you can hear a bit, but then I think this one
it's totally been there, like it's totally been there. It's just really weird because I'm not that like clued up on reggae, you know, like I know a couple of artists and listen to a couple of artists, and predominantly it's Bob Marley that like introduced me to reggae, but I have no idea where like it kind of comes from, because I was never like a like with hip hop, I was like a hardcore hip hop head at one point, or jazz, hardcore jazz head. With reggae, I've never had that hardcore, like strictly just going to listen to like roots and reggae music, but it's been present in all of my music since day one. And I don't know if it's got something to do with my dad. Like, my dad's from East Africa, Tanzania, and he played a lot of kind of reggae records, and obviously a lot of reggae music got out there. So I don't know if it's subconsciously come from him playing stuff or what, but yeah,
it's surrounding you.
It's definitely there.
And then after discussing it, we had the live performance of Running Away, which was really good. So I hope you like this.
We're going to do a stripped down version. Awesome. Of Running Away. Running, 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 running away. So you're about to blow up a bubble. Step inside and flow off into your own world, where no one else can be and no one else can see. None of your dreams shut down by reality, but that ain't gonna solve the fears that you hold. I hate to be the prick to burst your bubble, but I thought that you should know that even if you go, and shadows have the tendency to follow. So why are you running away? 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 You gotta stand up tall and try to take control. So pick your back up from off the wall and try and make a change, cause yes, you are brave. I want to educate that you don't need to run away. So don't you run away, cause you can't escape the ghosts that haunt your mind when negatives you stay. Unless you turn and face and pluck up the courage to say that I ain't afraid of you no more. Why are you running away? 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 Stop running to a destination that is gonna help your life improve. You need to realize that running all the time ain't gonna help you tackle these things in life. You need to fight and stop hiding away from all your troubles, cause in times up by two they'll be double. Then what you gonna do? Be twice as hard for you. And I assume that the running will continue. So why are you running away? 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 Hey, hey. Why are you running away? Why are you running away? Why are you running away?
So that was Fuse FM's session with AD Sullivan. How good was that? Nice and chilled, whatever you're doing right now. Thanks to Jody Bryant and Fuse FM for sending that across. That is part one for this week's podcast. In part two, we will go across to Spark FM in Sunderland and do their coverage of Magic Weekend, an amazing weekend of rugby taking place in Newcastle. And we'll recap the past week's BBC Radio 1 playlist, student radio playlist from City Radio in Glasgow. That is all about Scotland. So stay tuned for that.
In